Buffalo is home to the state's assisted living facility for veterans. And during the past legislative session, lawmakers decided to provide some funding to build a new facility for veterans with a higher level of care. But the funding process is far from over. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports on how both facilities will serve a population in need.
The Veterans Home of Wyoming sits just a couple miles outside of the center of Buffalo. Its property is 960 acres at the base of the Bighorn Mountains, where Fort McKinney once stood. There's a fishing pond that's stocked every year with rainbow trout, and there's a small greenhouse not far from the main building where the residents grow different plants. Lisa Oswald heads the aging division at the Wyoming Department of Health and oversees the current veterans home. She says its mission is simple.
The responsibility is to care for those veterans who might need assistance with their daily living.
Oswald says it's similar to an assisted living home, and it currently serves veterans from age 25 to 92. Veterans come to live there when they might have medical and physical needs, and the home also provides mental health care and help with substance abuse. But it can't meet the needs of its residents who require more help, especially as they age, like those who lose their ability to complete daily tasks, like bathing. And the state says the facility could also help people who need things like a ventilator or have more severe mental health issues. Wyoming is the only state without a skilled nursing facility for veterans. But Executive Director of the Wyoming Veterans Commission, Steve Krivitsky, says that's not the most important reason the state needs the facility.
There is a benefit out there that veterans have earned, and unless we have this facility, they cannot get that benefit. To me, that's the priority, and taking care of our veterans.
Krivitsky is a veteran himself, a retired Air Force colonel. He says that the benefit is a per diem allowance provided by the federal government. It's money that can't be used at either of the federal VA hospitals in the state, which have certain disability requirements to qualify for benefits for higher levels of care.
Currently, it's about $109.63 a day that offsets their cost of care. And you don't have to be 70% service-connected disabled to get into that facility. You just need to be an honorably discharged veteran.
That's about $40,000 a year towards costs. On average, skilled nursing facilities range from $90,000 to $100,000 a year. So while the benefit doesn't cover everything, it definitely helps. Franz Fuchs is a policy analyst for the Wyoming Department of Health who has been working on the project. He says they plan to have 36 beds available, and the department has a plan to make sure the costs are affordable for veterans.
In theory, you could build this place and sort of just take the per diem and just subsidize the operation without really reducing those private pay rates. And our intent is really focusing on making sure those private pay rates are as low as possible so that financial benefit for long-term care is apparent and clear to the veterans who receive it.
The project is an ongoing team effort. The Wyoming Veterans Commission, the Wyoming Department of Health, and the State Construction Department have been working together to get a grant from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs that would provide 65% of the funding to build the facility. Krivitsky, with the Veterans Commission, says they are in the middle of the application process.
This whole process is a marathon. It's not a sprint, and we have not been approved by the VA yet to build this facility.
They started officially studying the issue in 2018 and narrowed potential locations to Sheridan, Buffalo, or Casper. Some of the biggest factors for the final choice were access to quality medical care, the number of veterans it could serve, and continuity with existing care. During the legislative session, there was debate on whether the facility should be located in Casper or Buffalo. Krivitsky says Buffalo was a good choice because of the continuity of care between facilities.
About 10% of the veteran population who currently resides in that assisted living facility is eligible for skilled nursing care. So now you're going to have a population of veterans who can transition on the same property to another level of care.
And Wyoming lawmakers did agree to pass legislation that would provide 35% of the funding for the project. Lisa Oswald with the Department of Health says a majority of the veterans at the facility now are estranged from their families, so their community at the home is important to them.
This is their family. And so when they have to get care somewhere else, then often they feel estranged then again from another family. And so really what is beneficial to the residents here is the camaraderie that they have with each other.
And in talking to veterans in Buffalo, they said they'd rather stay close to their friends. In May, the VA approved the first step of Wyoming's application for funding. The team has already sent in forms that prove the state is willing to match funding. Krivitsky says now they'll be working on building plans and other documents needed for the next step of the application.
Then the next phase, we have to do the level 3 study. And then once we're finished with that, we will meet our gate for the final application, and that is detailed drawings, environmental impacts, number of veterans, or it's just a host of things.
That study will continue through April of next year, and the final application will be due in June of 2020. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Buffalo.